Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 25th. Earlier this month, I talked with a state legislator who sponsored a bill to change state law to allow communities to put up cameras at lighted intersections to catch people who run red lights. He said this would deter people from running red lights, increase safety, and allow police to concentrate on more serious law enforcement matters. Right now, state law requires that a police officer has to catch a red light runner and personally ticket the person driving the car. But this bill would allow the camera to do the work. The camera would take a picture of a vehicle that blows a red light, get a picture of the license plate, and then the owner of the car would be mailed a ticket and the photographic evidence. The bill enjoys some bipartisan support in the state legislature, but I don't recall a lot of you calling in with praise when we did the program earlier this month. This week, the Wisconsin State Journal editorialized in favor of the bill, and our guest this hour wrote a letter to the editor opposing the measure. So, time for another side to the issue with a guest from the National Motorists Association, who says red light cameras are at times disastrous and at best expensive and redundant. We will welcome your views once again on this question and your questions for our guest. Do you support a change in state law that would allow your community to set up cameras at intersections to catch people who run red lights? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Jim Baxter, president of the National Motorists Association, a motorist rights organization with its national headquarters in Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're in beautiful Wanakee, correct?
That's correct.
So what's wrong with putting up a camera at an intersection to catch a red light runner?
Well, at its most fundamental basis, the problem is that the red light cameras cause more accidents than they could ever conceivably prevent.
How do they cause accidents?
Well, the major type of increase we see is rear end collisions. There can be anywhere from a 50 to close to 100% increase in rear end collisions.
Because people are stopping suddenly.
People become they're aware of the camera there, the light turns yellow, and where under normal circumstances it would be safe and prudent for them to proceed through the intersection if they were close to the intersection, instead they slam on their brakes. Well, other people behind them may not be aware of the cameras, may not be expecting them to stop under those circumstances, and so you end up with this significant increase in rear-end collisions. And it doesn't go away. You know, it isn't something that, oh, well, after 6 months, everybody becomes adjusted to it. The rear-end collisions seem to continue. And the proponents have said, well, yes, we accept the fact that there are more rear-end collisions, but there will be a lot fewer right-angle crashes, or sometimes people refer to them as T-bone crashes and so forth, that these lights will prevent those.
Well, do they?
First, they don't. Most of the independent studies that have been done by universities on the subject do not see a decline in the number of those kinds of accidents. Second, those kinds of accidents are typically caused by emergency vehicles entering the intersections, obviously for legitimate purposes, but they cross, the public's not ready for it. We have a large number of accidents that way that are of the T-bone nature. Others are where people, for a variety of reasons, just completely miss the light. And it can be impairment. It can be low sun blots out the light for some people, things of that nature. And they enter that intersection right in the midst of the light cycle, and you get those kinds of serious accidents. And then finally, there's the issue of people who are attempting to elude the police, and they run these intersections, and there again you have these serious kinds of crashes.
Yeah.
But those are not the kinds of accidents that the red light cameras, or the kinds of violations, I should say, that the red light cameras are intended to deal with. Most of the people who receive red light citations, or red light violation citations, enter that intersection within a half a second to a second after the light has changed. And the most common reason for this is that many of our lights have inadequate yellow light durations. We found around the country when they determine an intersection has a high level of violations that more often than not, the problem is the yellow light is too short. Uh-huh. Yellow light duration needs to be adjusted for the approach speed to that intersection. In other words, an intersection with a vehicle typically entered at about 25 miles per hour can have as low as a 3 or 3.5 second yellow light duration. But if the traffic's moving at, say, 40 miles per hour, then you have to have a yellow light duration that's more in the range of 4 or 4.5 seconds. And in a lot of places, a lot of communities, they've established just a flat yellow light time of 3 seconds, which is borderline inadequate even at low speeds, and leave that up regardless of what the approach speeds are for those intersections. And you end up with a lot of people entering that intersection after the light, just as the light has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen where, in fact, some of the very intersections that were used initially to promote red light ticket cameras, that quietly thereafter yellow light times were increased a half a second or a second, and the violations literally disappear. They disappear to the point that they unplug the cameras and take them out, because they're no longer profitable.
We're going to check our weather forecast and then continue talking with a guest who opposes a bill in the state legislature that would allow Wisconsin communities to put up cameras at lighted intersections to snap pictures of cars that run through red lights and then issue the owner of the vehicle a ticket through the mail. We heard from the author of this legislation earlier this month about the merits of the bill. Now we are getting an opposite view and welcoming yours. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Jim Baxter, president of the National Motorists Association in Wanakee. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 25th. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. U.S. Representative Ron Kind will join At Issue at 5 to talk about the economic stimulus package and other issues before Congress. We will talk about that economic stimulus package coming up in our Week in Review after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're talking about red lights and cameras at red-lighted intersections and wondering if you think Wisconsin should allow communities to put up cameras at lighted intersections to try to catch people who don't stop at a red light. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. This bill is in the state legislature. We spoke with its lead author earlier this month. This week, the Wisconsin State Journal editorialized in favor of the legislation, and our guest this hour wrote a letter to the editor saying it would not be a good idea. Jim Baxter is president of the National Motorists Association in Wanakee, and we welcome your thoughts and questions on this issue at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And Jim Baxter, in that letter to the editor, your group has issued a challenge to prove that these types of these cameras do anything whatsoever, and no community has taken you up on your bet?
That's correct. We've had that challenge outstanding now for about 3 years. We said, if your community's interested in putting in red light cameras and you've identified an intersection that you think has a red light violation problem, we will come into that community, look at that intersection, make recommendations for doing engineering based solutions to that problem, and if we can't reduce red light violations by at least 50%, we'll give the community $10,000. They can use it for any purpose they want to. And There are currently about 600 communities around the United States that are looking at red light cameras, and we have yet to have one take us up on that offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why, because they're looking at these cameras with dollar signs in their eyes. I mean, we almost have the perfect storm right now. We have corporate and government interests involved in a project during a time when tax revenues are declining, and we see all kinds of evidence around the country right now of small, medium-sized cities in particular, some large cities, looking at this technology because they think it's going to drive a lot of revenue into their government coffers.
Hmm. Well, you know, our guest legislator who sponsored this bill says that if these cameras were placed at intersections, and again, he also stressed that this wasn't mandatory, it was if a community wanted to put it up, this wouldn't force a community to put up cameras, but he said that that this would then also allow law enforcement to be, you know, pursuing other more, you know, serious crime, the violent offenders and that sort of thing, and not have cops have to be stationed at intersections.
Well, for cops to be stationed at intersections, which suggests that you've got a serious problem at that intersection in terms of traffic violations, those problems can be addressed by fixing the intersection, whether it's a simple matter of extending the yellow light, improving the light faces, left-hand turn lanes, other things that allow people to move safely through the intersection. The violations go away. One thing I think it's important to understand is, as much of a bad rap as drivers give the public at large, the other drivers and so forth, is that there is almost universal belief in this country amongst motorists that people should abide by traffic lights. Mm-hmm. They should not be running red lights. I mean, that's universal. You won't find anybody out there that would argue that, well, you should be able to run a red light when you feel like it. The public totally supports compliance with red lights. So if you've got a problem with an intersection with a lot of people running through that light or entering it, at least when it's in the red phase, you've got to look at the intersection. I mean, you can have 10 intersections in a community. 9 of them have no problems. I mean, there's perfect compliance or near perfect compliance with the red light. The 10th one, you've got all kinds of violations. Now you've got the same people, the same automobiles. Why is it that we have a problem at one intersection and we don't have problems at other intersections?
Yeah.
It's the intersection. It's not the drivers.
Let me get some callers, and lots of callers, as I suspected. Lou in Kenosha is first. Hi, Lou, you're on the air.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. Years ago, my daughter was hit by a drunk driver head-on because he ran a red light. But I have a problem intersection near my home where I have to travel almost daily to go to the grocery store, to go almost anywhere. And it is a rare day when someone doesn't run that red light. Now, I'll tell you for your guests that it has a particularly long orange light, and it has a delay between the red and the green. Just the other day, my light was green, but I was sitting there. I wait, and a car blew the red light, completely red. And as I said, I've lived in this area for over 50 years, and we've had the light there probably for 40 of them, and it began to be a problem in the 80s, and it just doesn't go away. And there just are none of the conditions that your guest is talking about. It's set properly. The light turns red, and my light doesn't turn green for a few seconds, and still we're having...
Yeah.
We're having this problem, and it doesn't just happen once a day when I'm out.
Yeah.
So I'm very much for something like that, because if people knew that they were going to get ticketed, I think they would be much less likely to run the lights. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the specific example and situations. Very sorry about your daughter. James Baxter, what about, she says the engineering appears correct at this intersection and people still blow the light.
Well, I, not knowing the intersection, I can't speak specifically to it. All red, what she's referring to is the light remaining red at all, in all directions, was adopted back and typically started in the 80s and really was the result of a trend at that time to try and shorten yellow lights to improve throughput at the intersection. And maybe she feels the yellow light is plenty long enough, but perhaps it is not. Mm-hmm. There may be some other element of that intersection that's causing frequent violations. But then if it's in a situation where you've got a particularly bad intersection and you can't seem to find an engineering solution, which I frankly doubt, then there is an opportunity to put for law enforcement to go in there if you've got a reason has to exist why people are going through that intersection against the light when you could go in either direction, perhaps on the same street, and find little to no violations. And we've seen that over and over and over around the country, is if you fix whatever the engineering problem is, the violations basically disappear. They can't afford to keep the cameras there anymore. The cameras cost about $50,000 per installation, and so they're based on needing violations to make them financially viable.
Let me get in another caller. Thank you very much, Lou, for the call. Lauren in Weston, hi.
Hi. Yes, I don't think the problem is if these intersections are engineered so that the yellow light is timed according to the posted speed limit, it's going to be way off because we all travel 10 miles an hour over the speed limit or more, and I think, well, we need to enforce speed limits. We had the wherewithal to, or the knowledge to reduce the speed limit nationwide last time we had an energy crisis, and we don't seem to have that anymore.
Yeah. Only a couple of minutes. Speeding cars are the problem, not the lights, James Baxter?
Well, we've always argued that you've got two separate issues, and we've always said that if you want the intersection to be safe, you measure the approach speeds, and you set the lights according to the approach speeds. If you feel you can reduce the approach speeds in other means with lower speed limits, which frankly typically doesn't work, or targeted enforcement, then you could consider a shorter yellow light time. But in the real world, you measure the approach speeds, the speed the traffic is normally moving through that intersection, and that's what determines the yellow light time.
Joseph in Hartford, we're going to have time for your comment and get our guest to respond after the news. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. So good. I have very brief comments to make.
It has to be very brief. I wanted to get you on before the news, but please go ahead.
Now?
Yes.
With my comment?
Yes.
Okay. $10,000 will not even give me an x-ray for 1 foot. And with a wheelchair with a bright orange triangle on my back, will that be more visible to motorists?
I know. Now we have news. We'll continue after the news.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Friday, January the 25th. We are talking about a bill that's in the state legislature that would allow communities in Wisconsin to set up cameras on busy intersections to try to catch people who run red lights. Earlier this month, we talked with the state lawmaker who authored this bill, Josh Zepnik, a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee, about why he thought this was a good idea. He said it would improve safety and it would deter people from blowing through red lights, said police wouldn't have to be watching for red light runners all day long.
This week, the Wisconsin State Journal carried an editorial in favor of this legislation, and our guest this hour sent a letter to the editor of the Wisconsin State Journal stating why he opposes the legislation. So we are getting the other side of the story this hour. Jim Baxter is our guest, president of the National Motorists Association, a motorist rights organization with its national headquarters in Wanakee, Wisconsin, and we are welcoming your thoughts and questions on this issue. Should Wisconsin allow cameras at lighted intersections to catch people who don't stop at a red light? What happens is the camera would take a photograph of the car that blows the red light. It would include the license plate of that car, and then the owner of the vehicle gets in the mail the photographic evidence and a ticket. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We welcome your questions and comments on this. Jim Baxter, just before news time, we heard from a caller who... it sounded as though he was in a wheelchair, and he also wanted to talk about pedestrian safety, saying that people who are in wheelchairs or who are pedestrians rely on these lights to cross the street safely, and if people blow through red lights, their life is in danger. Want to comment on that?
Well, first, people should not be blowing through red lights. Secondly, people do not support blowing through red lights, and if the red lights or if the intersections are properly managed, operated, and maintained, there should be very little of that, next to none, going on, which would make the intersections safer for everybody, including pedestrians. As I stated right in the onset, is that these do not improve intersection safety. These make intersection safety worse. So why would anybody be advocating the use of these cameras at intersections if they're concerned about safety? If they increase rear-end collisions, have no measurable effect on right-angle collisions, where's the benefit in having these cameras at an intersection? Yeah. They're not going to prevent accidents, which is what I'm assuming he was referring to. And they are not going to make intersections safer for pedestrians. So these devices do not offer the benefit that they are promoted to offer. The main benefit that the communities that have installed these see first and foremost is the potential for generating revenue. And they can. They can generate a lot of revenue, especially if the lights are managed in a way to more or less entrap people into violations. It's not uncommon to see yellow light time shortened to increase or maintain violation rights rates. So people get confused thinking that this is a safety measure when it's generally an income generation measure.
Yeah. Lots of other callers, but I wanted you to, you know, you say that the studies, you know, show that these aren't effective and such. When this was being discussed at the state legislature, a 2006 Federal Highway Administration report on red light cameras was cited. This report said nearly 900 people were killed and nearly 170,000 were hurt in crashes caused by red light runners nationwide in 2004.
Right. And a large proportion of those can be identified, as I discussed earlier, being either attempts to elude, emergency vehicles, people who are impaired in one manner or another, mm-hmm. whether it's drugs, alcohol, prescription medications, or other flaws with the intersection. I'm not saying that somebody hasn't ever run a red light and hurt or killed somebody. What I am saying is that the principal problems and causes of those accidents, which, to be put in context, the accidents that involve red light violations constitute about 2% of the fatalities that we have on our entire highway and road system. Mm-hmm. Not that that's to be diminished, but to put it in context in terms of priorities and where we have to really focus our efforts. But the causative factors are not just wanton running of red lights, the kinds of violations that might be captured by a camera placed at the intersection. So putting the cameras there is not going to significantly reduce those kinds of accidents. In fact, it's going to increase accidents at intersections or just prior to intersections in the case of rear-end collisions. So we're not going to see an improvement in those numbers. If we want to improve those numbers, we need to fix the intersections. There's an international organization called ITE, International Transportation Engineers, and they rate traffic signal in the United States at a D on a scale of A to F, based on the fact that they're not properly timed, they're not properly maintained, they're not properly synchronized. There's tremendous gains that we can make in terms of safety, fuel economy, reduction in congestion, if we would really invest some time and a modest amount of money in improving our traffic signal system in the United States. And we'd see some significant gains in safety, including for pedestrians.
Let's take some more calls. Carla in Wauwatosa. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. One question I have for Jim, because I see this a lot in Milwaukee area and surrounding areas, especially at major intersections during the main commute times, is I will see people, when you get the left turn signal, and they go and everything, and the signals are not short. They're pretty good, decent amount of time, but once they turn red, people are still going. They're just, like, following, tailgating each other and just continue to go through the light, even though it's obviously red and everyone else has the green and people are trying to go. They start honking at each other. I've seen a lot of near misses with accidents and things, and to me, that's a blatant. That's just a simple blatant disregard for the fact that you no longer have the green turn signal, and I don't see that as an engineering issue with the lights themselves. So I'm kind of curious as to why, Jim, you would feel that cameras in that kind of a situation deterring that kind of behavior would not be a positive thing in terms of safety.
Do you know what she's referring to, Jim?
Yeah, I have a sense, and it's a common problem in many urban areas with heavily congested intersections where, but frankly, in many instances, what we have is people are in the intersection. Right. They've lined up to go through the light, and in order to clear the intersection, they're put in the situation of having to go through when the light is, when the red arrow has come up, or at least the green arrow has gone off, and we've got a problem with the amount of traffic that's trying to go through that intersection, people getting stacked up in the intersection, and actually the cameras won't take, once you're in the intersection, if you've already crossed the wherever they determine the mm-hmm. entry point is, if you've crossed that on yellow or green and it turns red while you're still in there, the camera's not going to take your picture, nor should it for that matter.
Yeah, you're supposed to get out of that intersection.
You have to get out of it. You have to clear the intersection. And it's one of the reasons why we have an all red sequence in the lights so that people can clear the intersection before the light turns green in the other direction. And I don't deny that we have situations where we have intersections with tremendous amounts of congestion in them that are not throughputting that traffic. Some of the possible solutions for that include not allowing left-hand turns at certain of those intersections, spreading out the left-hand turns, or making... This term is often called a Michigan left, where you first have to turn right and then turn left.
We'll have to find out why that's called a Michigan left after we check weather. Jim Baxter is president of the National Motorists Association, talking with us about a bill in the state legislature that would change state law allowing local communities to be able to set up cameras at intersections to take pictures of people who run red lights. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest opposes this bill and the concept of cameras at red lights. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up on 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, January the 25th. Coming up, some communities like Green Bay and Milwaukee have either adopted or considered restrictions on where registered sex offenders can live once they've been released from prison. After 7, I'll talk with a guest lawmaker who wants to prohibit communities from restricting the placement of sex offenders. He says if cities put all these restrictions on sex offenders as to where they can live, the sex offender is going to be forced to live in a less populated area or a rural area. And he says that's not fair to rural areas. So this was a listener suggestion during my open line this week. We are following through coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking with a guest who says we should put a stop to red light cameras. Jim Baxter is president of the National Motorists Association. He opposes a bill in the state legislature that would allow Wisconsin communities to put up cameras at intersections to snap pictures of cars that run through the red lights. And then the municipality could issue the owner of the vehicle a ticket through the mail. We talked already with the author of this legislation about the merits of the bill. We are now hearing the demerits of this bill from our guest. And we welcome your input, your questions, your thoughts on this. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I really do want to go back to the phones right away, but maybe we should clarify that the caller who came in before weather was upset with people who were making left turns when the arrow wasn't green anymore to make a left turn. And your point is, if the car is in the intersection, it needs to clear the intersection once that green arrow goes away. But a car should not blow through the intersection once the green arrow has gone away. Is that right?
That's correct. He shouldn't enter. Should not enter the intersection once the green arrow switches to amber.
Yeah, if there's no green arrow, though, you can enter an intersection to get ready to make a left turn, can you not?
That's correct.
Right. So, in any case, what is the Michigan left turn?
Well, in Michigan, many of their busy intersections of that nature, particularly a boulevard-type intersection, they do not allow a left, and you have to go through the intersection. Then you make a left, more or less a U-turn, through the boulevard, and then come around and make a right-hand turn at that same intersection.
I see. All right. Ed in Dodgeville, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing? I just wanted to make a comment that I concur 100% with your guest. I'm a professional LTL truck driver. I do Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago, and I go through these lights daily in different areas, and engineering is definitely a key. I think that maybe 0.1% of the population willingly blows through a red light, and really quickly on the engineering issue, take a look at East Wash. All the money that they just spent on East Wash there in Madison, leaving the Capitol, going to the Capitol, they could have timed those lights. You see people run those lights all the time because the engineering on the yellow. You know, that's all I really wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks. And yellow light, you say, Jim Baxter, in many cases, if there's a problem, needs to be longer than it is.
That's correct. And He mentions a subset of the issue, which is large, heavy vehicles like trucks need a longer length of time to slow down and more forewarning when they enter an intersection in order to clear the intersection before it would turn red. And so the light has to accommodate the full range of traffic that typically goes through that intersection, particularly if there's a downgrade approaching an intersection. Again, large, heavy vehicles, it becomes almost virtually impossible for them to stop if it's a short yellow.
Thanks, Ed. Brandon in Black River Falls is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have two quick comments. One, I think the caller who asked about people in Milwaukee turning left was referring to people who are not yet in the intersection. And so that being the case, I wonder what Jim's comments are regarding why cameras wouldn't be beneficial there. Also, I'm wondering if Jim has any statistics to back up his statement that most people who run red lights are either impaired or have some other reason for running that red light, because most just, I don't see that as feasible, but if there's statistics, then I could see his point.
Any statistics that show that people who blow red lights are impaired or there's some other reason why they do that?
Yes. The kinds of accidents that people refer to as like T-bone accidents and right angle crashes typically occur 5 seconds after the light is, that the average time is 5 seconds after the light has changed. And that kind of a violation is not related to the kinds of violations that the cameras capture, the half a second or three quarters of a second after the light changes. They're two entirely different kinds of violations. The serious fatal type accidents that occur are almost always well into the light cycle. As I said, at least 5 seconds, which is, that's a long time after the light has changed.
Yeah. And then, again, back to that left turn situation, why wouldn't cameras be a good thing to catch those people who cross the intersection after the green arrow has gone away?
Well, if that's what its intended purpose is, to stop people from entering the intersection after the arrow has changed red, and that's what it's going to exclusively be there for, we wouldn't have a hard and fast objection to it, except that it won't generate any revenue. I mean, you'll find that as much as people think that there are, this is just thousands of times a day people are doing this, is most instances when the people see that, it's people who have already entered the intersection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've seen this happen, is that they'll put a camera up. They'll fix whatever the problem is. Not always yellow lights. It can be something as simple as lane demarcation and things of that nature that clear up whatever the problem was. And the violations drop down to one a day or so, two a day or something like that. And they can't afford to maintain a camera under those circumstances. So if you put the camera up and it fixes the problem, or people think the problem's fixed, you can't continue to support the camera there financially. Now, if the community wants the camera there for safety purposes and is willing to pay the money to keep it there and not use it as a revenue generator, then it may have some function. But we have seen time after time after time, if the cameras can't generate revenue, the cameras are taken down, which leads us right back to the original conclusion, which these cameras are being put in to generate revenue, not for safety purposes.
Nick in Prairie Farm. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I work in Hudson, and I do work on intersections. They have re-engineered an intersection, the major intersection in Hudson, and they've added a turn lane. It's a left-hand turn is always the problem, the culprit, but it's not all day long. It's certain times of the day, lunch or early morning, and then the afternoon rush. And one of the cures was placing one of the police officers on the median for all to see, and then people stop running the red light. But now with the re-engineered intersection with timing loops and metering loops, the flow is better, but you're always going to have the idiot that's going to run the red light, and that's my comment.
Yeah, we only have about less than a minute. Jim Baxter.
Yeah, we're we can largely address most of these problems as he's described, and there may still be a need for some element of enforcement. We're not arguing that, but we find that these cameras are by and large employed in locations and under situations where their primary purpose is generating revenue, not improving safety, and in fact we get just the opposite reaction. So I would hate to see the state of Wisconsin change its law. Wisconsin actually has legislation prohibiting the use of camera enforcement, and I would like to see Wisconsin maintain that law.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Baxter, president of the National Motorist Association, a motorist rights organization with its national headquarters in Wanakee, Wisconsin, talking with us about this bill in the state legislature that would change state law that would allow cameras to be put up at intersections. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.